Blog Talk Radio.
Better, 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 so much better.
God bless each and every one of you. I just thank God for you all, because it's always a blessed time in a blessed place just to come on with you, and we go into worship. Listen, I just give thanks unto our living God, because he is able. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly of all things. You just got to trust that everything is ordered by him. And I just thank the living God that for what he is doing in our life and where he is taking each and every one of us. I know that it's a process, but the race is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endured to the end. The question is, are you endure? Are you endure? You cannot be a quitter if you're going to be a doer. Only people that is going to endure. Endure what? Endure any type of pressure, stress, different things that life throws at you. You just keep marching forward with your belief. In other words, you look towards the hill which cometh your help. Listen, I thank God for each and every one of you, especially our international partners. We love you. We thank God for you all that tune in every day, making this ADM your internet social media church family. We think it, we do not take it lightly. So we bless God for you, Australia, France, India. We thank God for you, Germany, Norway, United Kingdom. We thank God for you all as well. It is always a blessing to communicate and to deliver the word of God. One thing that I like about it is one Lord, one faith, there's one baptism. It doesn't matter where you go at all over the world. We have the same God. And right here in our own home, we give thanks and give shout out to our families and friends, and give thanks and shout out to our family and friends here and United States of America. We thank God for each and every one of them as well. We thank God for you, Delaware, Michigan, Massachusetts, Minnesota. We thank God for you, Pennsylvania, New York. It's always a blessing. California, Nevada. We thank God for you, and also Canada. We bless God for you, North Carolina, Tennessee, Alabama. We thank God for you as well. Florida, we bless God for you as well. And right here at our very own, Georgia, we thank God for Georgia as well. Listen, saints of God, is always a blessing. I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to keep pushing in these days. And I'm telling you right now, as long as you keep pushing, you're going to see the victory. The victory is going to be, my God, great in your life. And it's only ones that are going to keep pushing. Amen. They begin to see the victory that is going to be great in their life. I just thank God for each and every one of you. But I know right now that God is working something out for your good. I want you to do something for me. I want you to go ahead and shut off your TVs, turn off your TVs, do what you got to do, because I truly believe that God is going to give you something tonight that's going to bless your soul. He's going to give you something tonight that's going to kick you on for the rest of the week, because he is a on-time God. He might not come when you want him, but I heard the songwriter say he is always on time, and I just thank God for what he is doing. I'm telling you right now, my God Almighty, I feel some heaviness this tonight on some individuals, but I'm telling you right now, square your shoulders back, lift your head up, and you just keep walking, because at the end of the day, your footsteps are ordered by the Lord. And when your footsteps are ordered by the Lord, all the Bible tells me in the book of Ephesians, it tells me, following my brothers, he wants you to stand. He needs you to stand. Is there anybody going to stand tonight? Well, just a few minutes, and shortly, we're going to bring in our own Mother Helen. She's going to give us some words or something, inspiration to inspire our spirit. Lift us up, for we can have something to stand on. I don't know about you, but I thank God that he given me something to put something in our life. When everything around you looks shaky and rocky, but God's word still stand in your life. My God, I give God the praise. God bless you, Mother Jackson, on this evening.
God bless you too, Pastor Tim. Father God, I give
Amen.
God the honor, who's the head of my life. Father God, as we come to you once more, ominous, we know how, God, just thanking you, God. Thank you for keeping us all day long. You didn't let any hurt, harm, or danger come up. We thank you for your word that we just stand on it. God, in my mighty name of Jesus, God, lift every sick vessel up, hey, God. In the name of Jesus, God, as we stand on your word, yet and still you say, I your stripes we are healed, God. We just believe it, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter how our bodies feel, God, yet it still will heal in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being that mind regulator. We thank you, God, for our minds still stayed on you, God. Thank you for how good you've been, God. Thank you for how you kept us all day long, God. Shield us and protect us with your loving arms. Oh, God, how we thank you, God. We thank you for the food that you prepared on our table, God. We realize, God, somebody don't have nothing, God. But today we ask, God, touch and go to Boshe in a mighty way, God, that someone else could eat out of Boshe, God, today, God. Oh, God, teach us not to just think about ourselves, God. Oh, but God, let us think about the others, God, the one that is needy out of Boshe, God, the one that is out in the street, God, don't know the way, God. Oh, but God, let us go out to the vineyard, God. It's time, yes, it's time for us to go out there, God. Show somebody some love that Jesus has poured into us, God. Show somebody the way, God. Let somebody know how I've been where you've been, huh? And I'll let you know it's time to come out. And Jesus is the one that can bring you out in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you for what you have put into us, God, that we can pour it out to someone else in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you constantly, Lord, to take care of our elderly one, God, that they can't take care of themselves, God. We pray, God, that you just 11 arms around them, God. Just rock them, God. Let them know it's all right. Oh, because you're with them. Oh, the bullshit, God. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them. So we thank you, Lord, for taking care of our elder one, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you constantly look upon the people that's homeless, God. They don't have nowhere to lay their heads, God. Nor a shot over their head, God. But I know you're a shelter for them. I know you're a shelter for them, God. Oh, God. God, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, continue to make a way for them, God. Continue to rise them up, God, and send your minister angels, God, that they can minister to their spirit, God, and let them know it's a better way. And they can make it. Oh, only by the grace of God and the strength of God, you can make it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that they have nipped up somebody's heavy head, God. Somebody's head is down today. Spirit is down today. Encourage my sister and my brother today, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus. Just continue to keep on pushing. Go forward for the Moshe. Don't even look back. Don't even think about looking back. Just keep pushing forward in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Knowing that God is the way, huh? He'll get you through the Moshe, whatever you're going through. He'll make a way out of no way, huh? When it seems like it's no way. He'll make a way out of no way when your back is against the wall, huh? He'll bring you forth in the Moshe in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that they have a Moshe, God. Continue to fill your people with your joy. Let the cup of joy just continue to pour over, roll over like never before, huh? Your peace shall stand. Oh, Moshe, I know the Moshe. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for ordering our footsteps. All ordering our footsteps in your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to teach us, God, the things that we don't know, God. Teach us, the Moshe, God, as we sat before your feet, God. Teach us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift every member up, AMDN, today, God. Oh, God, we give you the glory and everything that we go forth and do in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we realize it's not us, but it's all you, God. So we say, God, just have your way. Have your way, God. Oh, Moshe, God, move us out the way, God, and come in mighty, the Moshe, God. Everything we say and do, God. Oh, God, how we thank you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask you, God, oh, Moshe, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost today, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Oh, God, we thank you.
I tell you. Thank you. I tell you right there in your home, right there in your living room, wherever you're listening to us, all over the world. I dare you to just go ahead and give God a thank you right there in your house. I dare you to begin to thank the Lord in worship, in exaltation, until you can feel the presence of the Lord come into your dwelling places. You can feel the presence of the Lord to rest into your house. Because I truly believe that the Holy Ghost is ready to arrest somebody. somebody tonight. Is you going to allow the Holy Ghost to arrest you? I don't know about you, but the Lord, you can arrest me. Arrest me in the name of Jesus. Arrest me, Holy Ghost. Arrest me in the name of Jesus. We make a sound in the heaven. We agitate the spirit of the heavens right now on our behalf. Come and save us. Come and help us to be free in the name of Jesus. Speak strength to our body. Speak strength to us in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. Is it anybody, my God Almighty? Tonight, we're going to give God some glory. You still standing. The enemy don't do his blessed shot at you. You still standing. Therefore, there's nothing left but give God a praise. Is there anybody this evening is ready to give God a praise and give God a yes at the end of the day? The enemy tried on his best shot, but it still didn't work. He don't try to come at you. It still didn't work. He tried to bring a storm at you. It still didn't work. So therefore, let everything that has breath give God the praise. Where you at, Israel? Where you at, Lord? Germany, Norway? Where you at, the United Kingdom, Australia? Where you at, my God? Are you giving God the praise? Asia, are you giving God the praise? Is there somebody, my God, this evening is ready to give God the praise? I don't know that you run away on a bus for enemy because at the end of
God
didn't chose you to be on him. He didn't chose you to get beat up.
Yes,
God, somebody
tonight
just need to open up your mouth and give God the praise because he is worthy.
I need to hear from you, Tennessee.
And let me say,
yes,
Father, we say yes.
And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Him. We still give you the yes,
Lord.
Because we are determined. We are determined. We are determined. And I'm imploring to you tonight,
yes,
just before
Lord.
Mother Helen, come on. I'm warning you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Will to be determined to follow after the things of the Lord. To be determined to get into the place of the Lord. To not allow no one to jeopardize that place. And you stay in that place of the Lord. Because we give him a yes.
Yes, Lord.
I just got to mute some lines right now, but it's okay because we want Mother Helen to come on in because I feel a stirring in the spirit. I feel a stirring in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
I feel a stirring in the Holy Ghost. And you just go ahead and give God a yes. The devil tried because he recognized your stance for the Lord. He failed.
Yes.
No weapon formed against you. It's not going to prosper, peoples of God. God bless
Glory
you, Mother Helen.
God bless you, Apostle. You done got all up in my message, so I can just close and say amen right now. I give honor to God, who's the head of my life, to God, who's the giver, who just keeps me moment by moment, second by second. I have to say, like the old phrase, Lord, you sure been good to me. You've been good.
Amen.
You've been good, and I thank you. I thank God for the privilege each Wednesday I can come on here and just say a few words to encourage. I give honor to all of my co-laborers in the Lord, the motherboard, the deacons, everyone under the sound of my voice. I greet you with peace and many, many blessings. And today we're going to be talking about endurance.
Amen.
I hope it's coming from all the chapters in 2 Timothy because it just, you know, we need to know. Ask yourself the question, can we endure?
Amen.
2 Timothy contains a poignant testimony of Apostle Paul and his life, he said, was poured out just like a drink offering. And all of this was written before the time of his death, and he wrote 2 Timothy from a dark dungeon, cold, desolated place, chained up. Who one of us could endure that? We don't want to sit quiet for an hour and just meditate on the word of God. We don't want to pray 1 hour and give God thanks for our life, health, and strength. So that's what we're going to be talking about, endurance. He was talking to Timothy, who's a young colleague, and this is like, I feel like myself and others who are up in age, that we leave something of words of wisdom and the truth about the living word of God for them to live off. We can't give up on the young people, and we can't give up on people still struggling to be saved and coming to Christ. So I'm going to be reading from the New English Version out of all the chapters for 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. And I always want you to get a gist of what Paul, and we have to endure. If we say we're going to walk with Christ and we truly saints of God, you're going to go through something. And as I read, This is what Paul is telling Timothy. Man, you got to face the music. You saw what I went through. You're going to go through the same thing, maybe worse. So I'm going to begin reading about, he was telling him to be a loyal soldier of Christ Jesus. He said, as you, my son, be strong through the grace that is ours in union with Christ Jesus. Take the teachings that you heard from me. Proclaim in the presence of many witnesses and entrust them to reliable people who will be able to teach others also. Take part in suffering as a loyal soldier. That means a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Then he said, go on to say, a soldier on active duty wants to please his commanding officer, so he does not get mixed up in affairs of civilian life. That means sinners, hearsay, whatever. An athlete
That's right.
who runs in a race cannot win the prize unless he obeys the rules. The farmer who has done hard work should have the first share of harvest. Think about what I'm saying, because the Lord will enable you to understand it all. And he goes on down and told him, so make yourself an approved worker. He said, remind your people of this and give them a solid warning in God's presence not to fight over word. It does no good, but only ruins the people who listen. Do your best to win full approval in God's sight as a worker who is not ashamed of his work, one who correctly teaches the message of God's truth. He told him to keep away from profane and foolish discussions, which only drive people farther from God. Such teaching is like an open sore that eats away the flesh. And he goes on to give him an example. He said, but the solid foundation that God has laid, it cannot be shaken, people. It is already in these words. And he admonished him and tells him this with speaking. I can understand he's speaking with authority. And this is what I say to all of you saints today. The Lord knows who are his. And those who say they belong to the Lord must turn away from wrongdoings. He gave an example.
Amen.
He said, in large houses, there are dishes and bowls of all kinds. Some are made of silver, gold, others of wood, and they are saved for special occasion. But he told him, avoid the passion of youth. Strive for righteousness, faith, love, and peace, together with those with a pure heart. Call out to the Lord for help. But keep away from foolish and ignorant arguments. You know they end up in quarrels. As the Lord's servant, you must not quarrel. You must be kind toward all good and a patient teacher who is gentle as to correct your opponents, that they may, that God will give them an opportunity to repent. And what this is saying to us today, when you see people struggling in that Christian life, that Christian walk, I've learned since I've been in ADM ministry not to judge, not to look down on those people, but let your light shine. Let be a living example for them. Give them your living testimony, how once you was homeless, once you didn't have enough food to eat, one time you were a wretch undone, drinking, carousing, running in the streets, gambling, cursing, doing everything but serving God. So we have to look back, and we have to instruct ourselves to teach, as Paul is telling Timothy, how to conduct himself as a Christian. He told him, stand. Be of good courage. Don't lean to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Christ with your walk. And I'm going to end with this last scripture. As Pastor has said it all, and you have to use wisdom. For I'm already being poured out like a drink offering, and my time has come for departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. And he goes on up to tell him, but you keep your head in every situation. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist. discharge all your duties as your minister. And that's what he's saying to us who are leaders. We must always have kind words for each other. We must always our light shine. Sure, in the last day, he said people are going to misuse you. They're going to be ungrateful, disobedient. He goes on to just name off a whole lot of things that they're going to be in the last day. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be ostracized, pasteurized, talked about. But make sure that it's not true. Make sure that you walk. And it's easy to say the words, but are we enduring? Are we living the word?
Yeah.
So take the lesson from Paul about endurance. If you're suffering for the Lord Jesus, Paul was in prison. He was beaten, stoned, shipwrecked, hungry, cold, and destitute. And when you hold forgiveness, unforgiveness in your heart and what have you, it's all right to get angry sometimes. It's all right to feel disappointed. Mm-hmm. But when the sin come in, when you keep holding it in your heart, or when you say, well, I'm going to get even with this person, when the bitterness kick in, when revenge comes, that's when it's a sin. But he said you could get angry with sin not. So with this being said, how many of us can endure? And remember, if you want to know how to endure, remember, never stop praying. Never stop believing.
Right.
Never give
up,
because your miracle is on the way. So I hope I have encouraged someone about endurance. Endure as a good soldier. When you're suffering for Christ and the work of the church, that's why it's so important to pray for our leaders, our pastors, our evangelists, everybody that's walking in the ministry. We have to pray for one another, because don't be surprised and shocked at all of this nonsense you see going on the TV. If you read this week, get into the book, the four books of 2 Timothy, and you will see why all of this is going on. But just make sure we're not a part of it, that we always carrying the word of God, always encouraging each other, always loving on each other. So God bless you and have a wonderful evening.
Amen, amen. I already know, great wise words that come from the mother. Mother Helen always speak with wisdom and always give you something to really just make you look at and then bring the perspectives back on you. Saints of God, you got to endure. But in order to be endured, it's easy said than done. It's easy said than done. You're going to have to be an individual. One thing about endure, you cannot endure if you don't have true forgiveness. A lot of saints of God, they walk around with no true forgiveness. They walk around with different issues. If you constantly got to bring something up last year, a couple of weeks ago, you're not in true forgiveness, and you cannot move forward in your life, and you cannot move forward in your spiritual walk with the Lord, because you're dealing with some issues that you got to forget the past. You got to move on from it. Number two, you got to have a solid foundation with the Lord, as Mother Helen was saying. I'm just recapping right now. You got to have a solid foundation. And with that solid foundation, you got to make sure that in that foundation, there's nothing contaminated. It's nothing is contaminating that foundation. A lot of times we believe what we say, but we don't live by what we say. We speak words out of different things, and good words come from good scripture, but we don't live it ourselves. You have to be truthful and honest with yourself. Many times, saints of God, we get so caught up and wrapped into the church movement to where we forget about ourselves. Forget about that you are a soul in salvation, that you're going to have to walk into the things of the Lord as well. None of us are not immune for the order and the structure of God, regardless of how much you know, how much tongues that you can speak, and how much the Holy Ghost can use you. The Bible even said in the last days, it's going to be many say, Lord, Lord, I did this in your name, I did that in your name. And he says, still depart from me, for your work was iniquity. Don't get caught up into the hype, but get caught up in who you are. What's God doing within you? What is my issues? What is the things that I can walk truthful with the Lord? Do I have true forgiveness? That's one thing as a leader. A leader, if they cannot help through forgiveness, you ain't ready to be a leader. Because Mother Helen broke it down plain and simple. You're going to have a lot of things come at you, a lot of things that are going to happen. But you still got to move with the pureness and the forgiveness of the Lord, because you got to endure. Endure is not given to the swift or the strong, but he that endure to the end. The question is, it's not about your neighbor, it's not about your friend, it's not about the devil. The question is, it's about you. Are you a true endurer? Are you a person that, are you a person to hold on to stuff, or you have true forgiveness and move on? Are you a person that say one thing but live another way? Are you an individual that you walk the walk that you talk, or walk the walk that you display? The Bible must say, don't let the good that you do be evil spoken of. You cannot be an endure. Endure. Regardless of what somebody say, I'm going to keep moving. I'm just going to forgive you. Regardless of what's going on around me, I'm going to make sure I look at myself in the mirror first before I look at you. Saints of God, we got to understand that this walk does with a lot to deal with us. Us, and sometimes we forget about us. We forget about you. Because when you transition from this world and you go before the living God, adjustment going to take place. See which part you're going to spend before the actually judgment or the actually rapture happen. The first judgment it is, it's called, it's a place to where you're going to be in a place of rest. Place of rest, place in heaven, place of rest. Or you could be into a place of hell where the enemy and the demonic spirits dwells at. When I go before the living Lord, I want to go before him and say, good and faithful servant, a job well
yes.
done. You kept the faith. You kept
yes.
enduring. You didn't
good.
Give up. You didn't allow things that come your way to persuade you. You walked in rebuke and correction. You stood strong and you got it together. You did not fall in that tower. You did not give up when I told you you could do it. What will the Lord say about you? If we transition right now, can he say you're good and faithful servant, a job well done? Or can he say, depart from me, I know you're not. Your relationship, your work is iniquity. Choose this day, saints of God, whom you're going to serve. I'm not going to allow nothing to separate me from the love of God. Listen, I just thank God for you. Mother Helen is always a blessing. Good, always bring words of wisdom to bring. Listen, I don't know when it is, but I want to keep you all in tune. The Lord's going to help me to get ready to go in. I want to bring a lot of you in with me, shut in, interceding in prayer. God is going to move. Listen, and also in the last week of July, we're going to engage into a revival like no other. I'm pretty sure that the Lord's going to bombard the saints of God, but if you're ready, if you need it, I'm telling you, set your schedule, set your plans in the last week of July, that Friday and that Saturday in July of the last week. We're going to bombard heaven. God is going to move. We're going to allow him to have his way. I'm so excited about the things that is upcoming and what God is going to do to keep having you to soar, to keep you into the presence of him. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to allow anything to separate me from the love of God. Please, families and friends, we already know we're getting that time to get in holy land, and it's still not too late if you want to come and be a part. We want you to come and be a part with us. We want you to come and just enjoy with us. Have some good family time, amen. We work hard together, and sometimes we got to know how to let our hair down and just go ahead and relax hard. And we want you to be able to come and be able to participate, because I know God is able. Let's keep our own Pastor Smith and the family up in prayer. Pastor Les Smith, keep them all up in prayer as they undergo family, some family things. Amen. We keep them up in prayer as well in your personal prayer time. Listen, I came out to wait. We're going to get ready for this revival in July. My God, God been warning me, and I know that he wanted to do something, but he never gave me the date, and he gave me the time the other day. And I'm telling you right now, if you have not been into one, you want to come. come, because at the end of the day, you're just going to experience the pure power and the resurrection power of the living God. I thank God for all of you, my God, families and friends all over the world. You have enough time, especially during the summer, come in and be a part of us. Let's go and celebrate the Lord together. We will be giving you further. We will be giving you more information as time goes on. You're really going to do, but we want you to make sure you block your schedule for you to be there in the house. Mother Helen, Mother Jackson, is always a blessing. One pray, one bring the word. I'm telling you, it is a blessing to see what the Lord is doing and how the Lord is delivering. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And I thank God for you as well. And we're going to keep on and keeping on, keeping on. This old saying, that old
Amen.
Saying that they say, we're going to keep on,
Amen.
Keeping on. Keep on, keeping
yeah.
on. Amen. And we're going to keep on, keeping
yeah.
on. Because
Amen.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
greatness.
Amen.
Just, and I want,
yeah.
I want everybody to understand this. Just before a radical blessing, it's a seeking take place. A seeking all around
right.
you take place. And before, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. That's a prophetic word to somebody. Matter of fact, I receive it for myself. I receive it for ADM. I receive it right now. I receive it. I receive that for my own family, my own life. Just before
yeah.
a radical
Leave
blessing
it.
And a radical breakthrough come,
yeah.
God is going to get ready
yeah.
to bring us. It's a sinking comes on in your life. The devil comes in and shake him. He's come to seek different things. Because God's going to get ready and explore the heaven. Listen, let me turn this music off. I don't know who the prophetic or who we're talking to right now, but I feel the Holy Ghost. And I'm receiving every word that comes out of the mouth of myself. Listen, when a ridiculous blessing is going to come, there's a shaking that happened in your life. There's a shaking happening in different things. There's a shaking. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. Let me give you all a testimony of what I'm talking about right now on this line. I'm going to give you a testimony right now what I'm talking about. And I'm telling you all, you got to stay with the Lord. Don't settle for nothing else other than holiness and pureness around you. Don't settle for nothing
Amen.
Else. My goodness. Listen. One of me and my wife, we are investors, and one of our locations was going up. The owner that we was investing in the property in, the owner said, "You know what? I'm finna go ahead and take this up. I'm finna take it away. Somebody wanna buy it? Wanna sweep up from you? Wanna buy it?" At that time of the season, let me tell you something. It was just recently. We were just going through a shaking. We were just going through a different things. And one thing I won't do, I refuse to not be removed. I refuse to come out of the place with the Lord. I refuse. That's why a lot of folks don't understand, don't know, you know, like, yeah, we're going through, pastor be going through too. But I chose to stand in the door. And my wife had to call a couple of people, and she said, "You know what, I know something. Lord, don't lay something on my heart." We called this individual, we called this people. After some time went on, then, you know, the individual said, "Hey, we can't sell them. We're going to give it to you all." They don't give us the property. Over $160,000 of property that they don't land it into our hand. And the Lord spoke to say, "You don't have to go nowhere. Because of you ready to endure and your radical faith, I'm going to go ahead and take care of you." Saints of God, that's why you got to be a giver. You got to stand still. You cannot allow nothing to take you from the Lord. And I tell everyone this, long as you're walking upright and walking truthful before the Lord, it doesn't matter what comes your way. God is still going to bless you. He is not going to allow you to fail. Ain't nothing around you going to fail. So I don't know who the Holy Ghost talking to tonight, but some of you been going through a radical situation in your mind, in your house. You might as well get ready, because God got a radical blessing going to come your way. You're not going to lose. You're not going to fail. The devil is a liar. You coming out. I'm not saying this to hype you up. I'm not saying this to make it sound good in your ear. I'm saying this because I live it, because I see God doing it in our life. I see God. I see the manifestation. So somebody need to tell themselves the scripture going to fulfill.
reveal itself in my life, no weapon formed against me is not going to prosper. That's why I stand still. Some of you, that's why the devil wants you to disconnect. He wants you to run because you finna mess up your own blessing. You finna mess up on your own breakthrough. You finna mess up what God's finna do to you. My goodness, I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody need to tell themselves, I'm standing still no matter what comes my way. I'm standing still. I'm standing still. I'm standing still. I'm standing still.
I'm standing
still. It's a man to get pastor.
Hallelujah.
$180,000. I know I'm going to work things out for you in a couple of thousands and a couple of hundreds. I know he can work things out for you. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Holy Ghost. My God. My God, that's why you stand before the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. I don't know who the Holy Ghost is talking to. But you stand before the Lord. And you tell the enemy, no, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to move. I'm not giving in. I'm going to stay in the prayer. I'm going to stay in the worship. I'm going to stay in the face of God. Regardless if I got to make a decision that hurts. Regardless if I got to change some things around. Regardless if I got to do some things different. But I refuse to not let my soul. I heard the songwriter say, my soul is anchored in the Lord. Is the end of my soul is anchored in the Lord. I still got to walk. I still got to hold my head up. I still got the to the future. I still got to live for the Lord. I still got to give God a praise. But one day, what's going in secret? And I said, I bless you, I didn't know. I bless you, I didn't know. Some of you tonight, I don't know who this is talking to, but I'm talking to myself. But some of you tonight, you're going through a great thing. You're going through because you just about out. You cannot throw in that towel. Don't you give up. Stand still. Keep the word out in your mouth. Keep praying in your lips. Keep worshiping in your soul. Keep looking towards the hill which come your help. Do not be moved. Do not be moved. Because I tell you right now, payday is just right around the corner. Payday is right around the corner. You don't know how God is going to do it good. God loves to surprise his saints. He loves to surprise you. It's right around the corner. I gotta go.
Oh,
I gotta go. But I'm telling you right now. I don't know who this is. I'm telling you right now. God might get you in the season to where he's gonna allow everything to come at you. He might get you in a season where he's trying to pull everything out of you because he's trying to promote you. He's trying to take you into another level. That's why God got you in a season that he's squeezing you. He's pressing you because he's trying to take you into a higher elevation. The higher you go, the more levels you got to care of for you. The higher you go, the breathing, the air quality gets thin up there. You cannot be heavy. The higher you go, you need every ounce that you can. You need to be light as a feather. Go through the squeezing. Don't do the pressing. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. You're going to mess up your payday. Don't mess up your payday. You don't went through. You don't endure. You don't suffer. You don't pray. You don't fast. You don't concentrate. Don't you do it. Don't throw in the towel. Nobody can bless you. I'm scared of the Holy Ghost. For the Lord. If I could go down the list and tell you what he's done for me, you will shake your head and say, my God. That's why I stay radical for the Lord. That's why I stay into the presence of God. That's why I don't allow no issues. I don't allow no circumstances. Whatever come my way, I stay before the Lord. That's why I go before God's people. I give them my best. I give them the truth. Because when God is pleased with you, when God say you don't endure, when God say I am satisfied with you, I'm going to open up the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing. You ain't going to have room enough to receive it. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. Stop looking at your finances, what you have. Look towards the Lord. Look towards the hill and which coming your helper, and my help comes from the Lord. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but I got to go. You got to go. You got to ask. Nobody can tell you that God will bless you with some crazy stuff. That's why I refuse. I refuse to be mediocre. I refuse to be mediocre around me, because you know what God can do when you give your best. Well, you know what God can do. My God, when you can't turn to nobody, you can only turn to the Lord. When you say, Lord, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know how you're going to fix it. Then God got a ram in the bush. He had a ram in his bush for me and my wife. He had a ram in the bush, and I thank him. That's why I got to keep walking. You got to keep walking, regardless of what the naysayer says. Keep walking, regardless of what they think about you. Keep walking. Keep walking in the Lord. Keep walking in the Lord. You got to go. And I don't know, whatever a man sows, a man will reap. You want to make sure you sow a good seed. Don't sow stuff that you're going to be regretful and you're going to put it all on the devil that you reap it. Be a strong tower in the midst of oppositions.
Amen.
Be a strong tower. Be an endurer. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see payday.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to say this, I'm going to go. I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go. Your paycheck is not determined by man. Your paycheck is not determined for who say you ain't doing something right. Your paycheck is not determined on somebody who got something to say about you. Your paycheck is determined on you. You can make the determination right now that I'm going to get a paycheck from the Lord, because I'm going to stand still no matter what. I'm going to seek his face no matter what. I'm going to serve him to the fullest no matter what. I'm going to give him my best no matter what, because when payday comes, I'm going to reap my reward. I'm going to reap every reward that I have from me. I don't know about you, but somebody tonight, you need to make a choice from north and say, payday is here in my life. Payday is here in my finances. Payday is here in my health. Payday is to me now. My life, my living situation is changing. My world is changing. My thoughts is changing. Because payday is here right now. Now, right now. I got to go. I don't know where she's. I gotta go, y'all. But I don't know who the Holy Ghost talking to tonight. But whoever the Holy Ghost talking to, don't go in the tower. Be a strong tower. Take what God is doing. Take the mission. Take the mission. Take the scripture. What God is doing. You don't want to mess up the pity. You don't want to suffer years after years. And it's time for you to get a paycheck. You get out the fire service. You jump out because it got too hot for you. Payday is here. It's here. I'm glad.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad that God gave us the willpower, the determination, and be walking to success. That's what I tell you all. Any other family, that's what I tell you. You can't beat God's giving. I don't care how much you try. We helped with one house. We didn't know that it was a time going to come. Where God going to need our help for others. Let me tell you something, say something. You're going to walk into some situations that I don't care how much money you have, it ain't going to stop the movement going on. I don't care what you have. You're going to need a favor of God. You're going to need somebody who got some assets, somebody got some connection.
Amen.
And because you walk with God, God will link you up with the right folks. He will link you up with the right people. It ain't about what you got in your bank account. It's about the God who you serve. Stop telling my God I'm mine. But you tell your mountain about your God, and we had to tell our mountain that our God is able to do and achieve him in a world of all things. And that's why we're going to keep walking. That's why I keep giving. That's why I keep preaching. That's why I keep praying. That's why I don't turn down. That's why I keep going. That's why I push when I don't feel like pushing. That's why I keep moving when I don't feel like moving. That's why I keep going. Regardless if I'm tired, regardless if my body's fatigued, I keep going into the Lord. And the enemy is willing to keep going.
Hallelujah.
We got to go.
I gotta go. There's thousands of you on this line right now.
I am watching you tonight. I shake off my life tonight. I shake off of you every residue of your past hurt, every residue that the enemy don't place in your life. I position your spirit to be refocused, recalibrated, refocused in the spirit. I position you back into the sight of God for your spirit to be focused into the things of God. You will not look to the left or the right, but you will look up where the Lord comes your help. I rededicate each and every one of you back unto the Lord. I pray that the Holy Ghost will release a refreshing of an anointing upon you right now that you're going to keep enduring. Regardless of what comes in your life to bring a decision, you're going to stand still. You're going to keep enduring. You're going to walk in the fruits of the Spirit. You're going to walk in good character. You're going to show the best on the outside of you. You're going to keep in prayer. You're going to stay in worship. You're going to keep calling on the name of the Lord. You're going to stay into your words. You're going to look for the connections that is ready to go into heaven, that's ready to shake the heavens. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I got to go, Saints.
Yes.
I got to go. Y'all got to excuse me. But it's things that's going to happen to me. And I just thank the Lord. I just thank him. That's why I'm willing to be sold out. Sold out. Sold out. My goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Stay focused.
Yes, Lord.
Don't look at your storm. Don't look at your problem. Because the enemy is trying to shake you out of your blessing. He's trying to shake you out of your ridiculous blessings that God's going to give to you. Stay focused. Get back into the race. Don't throw in the towel. Put your issues to the side. Put your pride to the side. Get on out of that stuff. Matter of fact, don't put it to the side. Give it to Waste Pro so they can take it to the dump and dispose of it. My goodness. In Jesus' name, we love each and every one of you. God bless you all. Keep staying focused. Amen and amen.